The commitment to interreligious dialogue, the promotion of justice and peace, and an endorsement of shared spiritual and moral values were at the heart of a historic meeting on Tuesday between Pope Benedict and Saudi Arabia's King Abdullah. A statement at the end of the meeting said the half hour of private talks provided an opportunity to consider questions close to the heart of both sides, in particular a shared commitment to interreligious and intercultural dialogue, as well as collaboration between Christians, Muslims and Jews.
We need good relationship, and this world needs the cooperation between all those who believe in God.
Muslim professor Ezzedine Ibrahim is cultural advisor to the President of the United Arab Emirates and a signatory of the recent letter from Muslim scholars to the Pope and other Christian leaders. I asked him more about the significance of King Abdullah's visit to the Vatican.
I think it is very significant because Saudi Arabia is an important Muslim country because of the fact that the holy two mosques of Mecca and Medina are in Saudi Arabia. Also, Saudi Arabia is a seat for the Islamic conference, which brings together the Muslim states. The number is about 52 states. Moreover, Saudi Arabia has special weight among Muslim countries. King Abdullah is regarded as one of the leading figures in the Muslim world, especially among the Sunnis, who constitute at least 85% of the Muslims all over the world. So everybody will understand the meaning of the visit, which means that Muslims are willing to have good relationships with the Christians who have been referred to in the Quran as people of faith, people of kindness and friendliness with the Muslims, and people who do not behave arrogantly. And that is in the Holy Quran. And this is not the first time that Muslims tried and successfully did it, having a good relationship with the Christian world and particularly with the Catholic world, but also all the other churches. The Prophet Muhammad wrote a letter to the Byzantine Emperor Heraclius in his days. And in the reign of the people who followed Prophet Muhammad, there were at times good relationship with the Christian world. I quote in particular the relationship between Harun al-Rashid from the Muslim world and Charlemagne from the Christian world. They exchanged gifts and good relationship. So this is a renewal of an old practice, and it is due to be renewed even more strongly.
Do you think that a meeting like this could lead to diplomatic relations between Saudi Arabia and the Holy See, as we've seen recently relations between the United Arab Emirates and the Holy See?
I think the visit itself is a diplomatic gesture, and it has to be regarded as such, because King Abdullah is a very meditative Islamic leader. He must have taken a decision that a good relationship should be established. To which level of diplomacy, I cannot suggest, but I think it will be a change in the relationship between Saudi Arabia and the Holy See. And it would also invite all Muslim states to observe the good relationship with the Christian world as one of the objectives. After all, I'm sure you remember that there was a letter signed by 138 scholars, myself at the bottom of the list, calling for friendship between the Muslim world and the Christian world. That was the call from scholars. Now you are getting a call from the political leaders. And when you have a political gesture supporting or being supported by academic gesture, I think it is meaningful. And this world needs the cooperation between all those who believe in God.
As you know, Pope Benedict and other Christian leaders have often called for much more freedom for Christians in Saudi Arabia and other Muslim countries too. And yet this seems to continue to be a big problem. Why is this?
I think it is an imagined big problem. I happen to be by job a man who traveled all over the Muslim world. And in all Muslim countries, religions are free and worshipping is free, even in Saudi Arabia. After all, I taught in Riyadh University for a number of years, and my Christian friends were saying their prayers and presenting their worship in Riyadh.
But only in private, surely. They're not allowed to worship in public places. Or...
Well, it is in public places, because judging by what I have seen, because I had many Christian friends, some of them were academic staff with me, and I know that it was public places. It was not secretive at all. Everybody knew about it. The only reservation has been, and I think will continue, be in two cities. One of them is Mecca, where you have no Christian at all, and the other is Medina, where there is no Christian at all. It is similar to the possibility of a Muslim saying, why don't we can have the freedom of establishing a mosque in the state of the Vatican? That would be a silly request. What for? So in Saudi Arabia, facilities for prayer do exist, and in all other Arab and Muslim countries, facilities in the shape of establishing churches is there. In Abu Dhabi alone, we have, of course, the Catholic Church, and we have the Coptic Church, the other churches, I think about five of them at least, in Abu Dhabi, the city of Abu Dhabi, not to mention Dubai and other cities. So the question is, do we need to establish churches or only facilities for worshipping in a place which has got a religious significance? I am sure that King Abdullah is a very powerful man of decisions. He will face this problem. But I would like, through this channel, to say freedom of worshipping is secured in the constitutions of all Muslim and Arab countries.
Muslim professor Ezzedine Ibrahim. But Christian leaders in the region have very different views on the problems of religious freedom. Though the Saudi government may in principle uphold the right to private worship for non-Muslims, in practice it's often hard for Catholics to pray together and to celebrate the Eucharist with few priests allowed into the country.
Because we have surely more than 1 million foreign Catholics in the country working there in on different levels. And I'm only expecting that these people can express or at least exercise in a secure way their own religion.
Bishop Paul Hinder is Apostolic Vicar of Arabia, based in Abu Dhabi, and responsible for Catholics in 6 Middle Eastern countries.
Yeah, I think the difficulties on different levels. First of all, there is no public expression of the of a religion. Officially allowed is only a very private expression of religion, of other religions than Islam, but there are no secure rules regarding the character of this so-called privacy. We don't know how many people are allowed to gather. It's not clear where they have to gather. Is it allowed only in private houses, or may they rent a club, or can they rent a hall, and so on? Well, what is the level, the volume regarding the voices when they sing, and so on? There are a lot of insecurities, and there might be the police, the religious police, who intervenes, or other the neighbors are not happy about, others are very tolerant. That's one of the practical difficulties. Then a major difficulty is that we can't have our personnel there, because as a Catholic Church, we need for this million people, we should have priests which can celebrate the Holy Eucharist, not as a provocation for the others, but at least for our own people, that they can get more facilities. Now, it's only occasionally or for a very limited people who have this possibility.
What about you as a bishop? What kind of freedom do you have to be able to operate in any way there amongst your people?
Yeah, that's equally very limited. But I don't like to express myself about this topic because it's rather delicate. Maybe that after the visit or in some months it's easier to answer to this question. I have been in Saudi Arabia, there is no doubt, but how I'm moving and so on, I don't like to speak about.
Are you able to tell me anything about the relations that you have with perhaps government officials or Muslim leaders in order to try and negotiate some more freedom for your people?
In Saudi Arabia directly, I don't have. Of course, living in other countries, I am residing in Abu Dhabi, and I am responsible as bishop for the Catholics in six countries. I have quite a regular relationship with people from the government, so also with religious leaders. That is not the question. They are very friendly. But Saudi Arabia constitutes until now a particular case because it was not so easy to get in touch officially as a bishop. And I hope that the visit today will open more facilities also to get in touch with the people to speak about common problems I have.
Do you see the establishment of diplomatic relations between Saudi Arabia and the Holy See as the first step, really, to opening these kind of negotiations that you're talking about?
I don't know if it is the first step or maybe only the second. It could be that the Pope is also telling the King, yes, diplomatic relationship, why not? But I would like to see at least some progress on the other level. I don't know. I am not informed about the agenda of the meeting. But I do think that a diplomatic relationship will come one day when, simply I don't know, maybe it's relatively soon, maybe it takes time. Because it's not, we have always to see it's not easy also for Saudi Arabia after so many years of a certain policy in religious matters to do this step that I can understand. But I think Saudi Arabia itself has a certain interest to go forward to better relationship.
My thanks there to Bishop Paul Hinder, Apostolic Vicar of Arabia. And earlier you heard Muslim Professor Ezzedine Ibrahim of the United Arab Emirates.